Unit 4. Times and Dates. Page 26. 2. Making Plans.
Are you going to the party for new students tonight?
I think so. And you?
Yes, it might be nice to meet a few new people.
Yes, and it's free.
Exactly. I never say no to anything that's free.
What time does it start?
7, but I'm going a bit later. I don't want to be the first one there.
Neither do I. I hate going to places on my own.
Do you want to meet up before and then we could go together?
Yes, great. Where should we meet?
How about the cafe next to the school? We could have a drink first.
Yes, okay. What time?
How about 7:15? We don't want to miss all the food and drink.
Okay, that sounds fine.
What are you doing now? Have you got time for a coffee?
I don't know. What time is it?
Just gone 9:30.
9:30? Oh, I've got to go. I'm late for my class.
Okay. Well, I'll see you in the cafe at 7:15 then.
Okay, bye.
Unit 4, page 28. Ian.
June the 14th is a big day for me because it's the anniversary of the day I finally stopped smoking. When people ask when I gave up, I always say June the 14th, 2001. Not just 2001 or a few years ago, but the exact date. It took me so many years to finally stop that I'll never forget that day.
Murdo.
June the 21st is a big day for me because it's the longest day of the year. Where I live, in the north of Scotland, the light changes a lot during the year. The winters are very dark and summer days go on forever. In summer, the sun sets at about 10:30 at night. But it never really gets dark before the sun rises again at 4. It feels really special. Watching the sun come up on the longest day, but it's also a bit depressing. Even though you know that July and August will be warmer, you also know that the days will be getting shorter. And you've started the long journey back to winter and the endless cold, dark days.
Alison.
December the 8th is important to me because it's the anniversary of the day John Lennon was shot in New York. I grew up listening to the Beatles, and my dad loved them too. I can still remember coming home from school that day and finding my dad sitting in the kitchen, crying like a baby. I started crying too, and every year on December the 8th, I always listened to lots of Beatles songs and John Lennon songs.
Shinji.
March the 14th is quite a big day in Japan. We call it White Day. It's exactly a month after Valentine's Day, and in Japan, on Valentine's Day, women give men chocolates. On White Day, men return the favor. Women have become very clever about this. And often buy tiny little chocolates, and give a few out to lots of people. We call this duty chocolate. They then hope they get bigger, better presents back on White Day.
Maria.
An important date in Italy is the 25th of April. We call it Liberation Day, and every year on this day we celebrate the end of the Second World War in Italy.
Nick.
There are two dates that are more important for me than any others. October the 5th is the birthday of my son, Louis. And on that day in the year 2000, I became a father for the first time. Also, December the 10th, it's my daughter Sam's birthday. She was born in 2002. I'll never forget those dates for as long as I live.
Unit 4, page 30. 2. Pronunciation. Linking. B.
A few weeks ago.
C.
In a couple of months.
D.
In a few weeks' time.
E.
Ages ago.
F.
When I was a kid.
H.
The day after tomorrow.
I.
In a minute or two.
Unit 4, page 30. 4. Listening. Conversation 1.
I think it was about 3 or 4 months ago, but it grows really quickly.
I can see that, and it's really thick as well, isn't it?
Mm.
I'll need to give it a wash.
Okay, fine.
So, what do you want done to it?
I basically just like it cut a little bit, really. Just take a little bit off all round, please, and tidy it up.
I'll see what I can do.
Conversation 2.
It was so long ago I can't remember. That's why I really need to get some new things tomorrow.
Yes, those jeans do look a bit old.
I know. The shirt is quite old as well.
So, where are you thinking of going then? Any idea?
Well, I thought I might try the High Street. There's a sale on at the department store there at the moment. So I might be able to find some cheap trousers or a jacket or something.
Conversation 3.
It was ages ago. That's why I'm not really looking forward to going tomorrow. I'm sure he's going to tell me I have to have a tooth taken out. I've had really bad toothache for the last 2 or 3 weeks.
Really? That sounds awful. Are your teeth really that bad?
They're terrible. I've got about 10 fillings. I eat too many sweets and don't really look after my teeth very well.
Conversation 4.
It was 5 years ago, just after I graduated from university. Before I started working.
Wow, that's ages ago. How did you go so long without one?
I don't know. I started working here and then suddenly 5 years went past without me taking a break. I've just been so busy.
Yes, I know the problem.
Anyway, that's why I'm really looking forward to going away next week. I really need some time on my own. So I can just lie around and do nothing.
I'm sure you'll have a great time.
Conversation 5.
It was last Christmas. They rented a house out in the countryside, and the whole family stayed there for a few days. It was lovely.
Wow, that sounds great. So does that mean they haven't met your new girlfriend yet then?
No, they haven't. That's why I'm a bit nervous about them coming round to our flat for the holidays. I'm not sure what they'll think of her.
Don't worry about it. I'm sure they'll like her. She's really nice and friendly.
Conversation 6.
It was nearly 20 years ago, just before I left school. I took 3 when I was 17 and failed them all. So I'm not really looking forward to the one tomorrow.
Don't worry about it. I'm sure it'll be okay. You've done really well this term, haven't you?
I suppose so. I'm probably just worrying about nothing.
Maybe, but it's only natural to feel like that. It's perfectly normal to get a bit nervous before something like this.
Review. Units 1 to 4. Page 34. Recording word stress.
Asian. European. American. Chinese. Brazilian. British. Spanish. Mexican. Japanese. Peruvian.
Consonant sounds. Listen and practice the sounds. 1. Sh. 2.
Y.
3.
J.
4.
Ch.
5.
Zh.
6.
Th.
7.
V.
8. Now listen to the sounds again. 1.
Sh.
2.
Y.
3.
J.
4.
Ch.
5.
Zh.
6.
Th.
7.
V.
8. Listen and check. 1.
Think.
2.
Shot.
3.
Crash.
4.
Change.
5.
Asia.
6.
Refugee.
7.
Ring me later.
8.
I can imagine.
9.
Dustpan and brush.
10.
The other day.
Difficult sounds, s and sh.